So I was asked to speak about the topic of having friends who are girls. I guess this is a little bit related to my talk that I gave at the beginning of last year about Shmiras Einayim, a little bit related to that, but it also has other applications. And the truth is, this has different ramifications of when you're single, then when you're dating, then when you're married. It has different, slightly different variations. Although, like, when I was just mentioned to my wife that I was preparing what to speak about, she said, that's going to be a 3-minute presentation. It'll be over. But we'll try to schlep it out a little bit more than 3 minutes. So you're probably all familiar with the fact that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the first perek. So we're just basically going to spend a few minutes learning the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Mishnah says that Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim omer al tar besicha im isha. A person should not engage in excessive dialogue with women. Be'ishto amru, even with his own wife, it was said, kavachomer be'ishas chaveru. How much more so with his friend's wife? Mika'an amru chachamim, from here the rabbis said, kol hamar besicha im isha. Anyone who speaks too long with women, gorim ra la'atzmo, causes evil for himself, ubo tel mi divrei Torah, and he ends up wasting a lot of time from learning, v'sofo yoresh gehenim. And in the end, he's going to inherit Gehenim. So, Rabbeinu Yonah comments and explains that Val Tar B'Sicha Yemeish, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Sichas Hanashim Mevi'a Lidei Hirhur Averu Bitul Torah. Too much speaking with women causes a person to have Hirhur Averu, causes him to think lewd thoughts and to think about, and this is, I want to stress that this is not a disgusting person, not a lewd person, not a person who's a pervert or somebody who's really a disgust, a regular, normal, healthy, robust male, a normal person who has too much discussions with women. So that person comes lidei hirhur aveira. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah, when it comes to, it's very interesting, the Mishnah says, be'ishto amru, kal v'chomer be'ishas chaver, even with your own wife, well, you're not supposed to talk too much with your own wife. So Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes Rashi's explanation that from Avastar Rav Nassan, be'ishto nida. It means when your wife is a nida, you shouldn't have too much excessive, frivolous type of conversation. Shlo yigbar hayetzer, so that it doesn't cause your Yetzahara to, and the laws of Nida like this also. In the laws of Nida, there are certain types of conversations that you shouldn't have with your wife, even during the Nida times. You're not supposed to speak about, you know, items that might cause you to have Hirhuri Avera during that time. The Kalvachomer Be'eshes Chavero, and the what's the Kalvachomer with your friend's wife? She Yitzro Takfa Allah Be'yoser. Rabbeinu Yonah says, kal v'chomer, any woman who's asked to you, and that would certainly also apply now to any woman, kal v'chomer, she yitzah tukal abiyosah, she imbezos, she lamachar, telo muteres, v'domalo kipas besalom. Rabbeinu Yonah says that if your own wife, who in 2 weeks will be permitted to you, still Chazal say that you shouldn't have these types of discussions there, because that's called pas besalo. You'll understand this very well when you get married. You'll understand that a person's Yetzirah for these things calms down tremendously once he's married, even during the Nida times. Although early in marriage, even during the Nida times, early in marriage, so the Yetzirah is pretty strong. But even then, it's not no comparison to the Yetzirah from before you're married. But even then, but as you get older in marriage, so the Yetzirah calms down a lot. But so, if Chazal said that even your wife who's married to you, when she's in Nida, you have to be careful about too much talking. Kol shekein, a woman who is not married to you, another man's wife, or when you're not married, any woman who's usher to you. Kenyan Shenemai quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, "Mayim genuvim yimtaku." That something that's usher to you is actually more exciting. "Mayim genuvim yimtaku." That stolen water is sweeter. something that's us. So he explains, Rabbi Niyon explains over here that just because something's usa to you, it actually makes it more attractive, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tes, pasuk Yud Zayin, which certainly plays a strong role in all of these in all of these areas. And he says also that Mikan Amru Chacham Kol Amar B'Sicha Meisha Goren Rola Atzmo. He says that Botel Midivrei Torah, right? Goren Rola Atzmo. So you can, of course, that's the Hir Horim, but also says Botel Midivrei Torah. He says, has a very striking language. Rabbi Yoni here says Botel Midivrei Torah. What does it mean? He says Ki Machsheves HaTorah Lo Sikon LeNeged Einov Ba'od Libo Pona El Ha'isha El Sichasa. Rabbi Yoni says that thinking about learning, these thoughts about women and thoughts about learning are by definition mutually exclusive. Ki machsheves haTorah lo sikon leneged einov ba'od libo pona el ha'isha v'al sichasa. Ki hein shtei machshavos she'ein halev sov lon ka'achas. These are two types of machshava that the heart cannot tolerate at the same time. And perhaps the idea here is that, again, as we've spoken about many times, just like that for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer for these things in man so strong, and to really be thinking about Torah, that also requires such an intensive feeling. That's what the Rabbanit of Keren B'Yavneh once said to me, Rav Goldberg's wife. She recently passed away. Rabbanit passed away also. Yeah, Rav Goldberg passed away a while ago, but his wife passed away only very recently, maybe within the last year, year and a half, 2 years, very recently. So I remember once I was eating at the Rosh Yeshiva's house, so his wife said to me, she wasn't feeling well, she had a very bad toothache. But it was, so she said, Katuv chash barosho yasok betorah. A very strange person who has a headache, the Gemara says you should study Torah. What's the pshat? So she explained to me, the Rabbanit Goldberg explained to me what she thought the pshat in this was. She said to me, this she thought the pshat is that the way pain works, if you haven't thought about this, you know, maybe you will think about it. What does it mean that you feel pain? It means that you have a nervous system. It's not, let's say a person smacks you. So it's not the pshat that actually that maka causes pain. The haraya, if you would numb it, if you get an anesthesia, someone smacks you, it's bleeding, you don't feel a thing. So it's not that the maka itself causes you. It's that the nerve endings, right, the nerve endings, your mind tells you, I should be feeling pain now. The nerve ending sends a reflection to the mind that says, oh, now you should actually feel pain. So if your mind is taken up with Torah study, you could actually divert the pain. That's the whole idea of like Lamaze lessons for women who are giving birth. Right? They're supposed to breathe while they're giving birth, so they have certain breathing techniques. It's not that the breathing does anything to you, but if your mind is focused on something else, you won't feel the pain. So apparently the study of Torah, the Gemara is saying, Chash Barosh Yasub with Torah, apparently the study of Torah is such a powerful thought, it requires so much energy in your nerve endings and your thought process that you don't feel the pain. So it's obviously very, very powerful mind diverter. So apparently you're concentrating on that. To have that together with thinking about women you can't think of at the same time. And the Mishnah continues, Sofo Yorish Gehenim. So the Mishnah seems to be telling us that too much, you know, talking, and apparently when a person's friendly with somebody, to have mamish, a friendship that you talk a lot of times, so a lot it leads to a lot of bad things. And the Sofo Yorish Gehenim, right, the Rabbi Yonah says, Shasof Bali De'aveira Acha Shebeshrius Liba Holech Omar B'dvar Mima Al Kol Panim Yasachet V'yarat She'ola. And then Rabbi Yonah spends a lot of time analyzing a pasuk in Koheles, which is again, very, very powerful. I want to try to talk a little bit about the practical things. Again, I think these are things that people pretty much know. Rabbi Yonah then quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chavav. Pasuk says as follows: Umotzei ani mar mimaves es ha'isha. What I find to be worse than death, says Shlomo Melech in Koheles, is the woman, asher hi mitzodim v'charamim, that she is traps. The woman is all traps, mitzodim v'charamim, liba. Her heart is all traps. Asurim yadeha. Her hand is a jail. Tov lefneho elokim yimaleit mimena. He who is a tzaddik, who is good in front of the eyes of Hashem, will be able to escape from the power, the trap of the woman. V'chote yilachidba. But the sinner will become entrapped. Rabbi Yonah explains that, that what does it mean that a woman's worse than death? So he says, death removes you from this world. But women remove you from the world to come. He says, Ki amavis yisireu mechaya olam katan, aval isha tova na nefesh l'ol me'ad. Asher him mitzodim. What does it mean that the woman is traps? Ha'adam, kevin shemabit v'isha, once he looks at a woman, nilchad hu berishta, he is trapped in her net. And again, I stress, he's not talking about a disgusting, perverted person, a regular person who looks at a woman, if he's normal, if he's healthy, nilchad hu berishta, he gets trapped in her net, asher him mitzada, v'lo yuchal lihimaleit men, it can't escape. Ki ha'ish roa es asher chashka libo, because a person sees what's right in front of his heart right now, he doesn't see what's going to be the ultimate result of this in Olam Haba. And he continues in explaining the pasuk. V'charamim liba, her heart is cherem. V'charamim liba, her heart is cherem. What does that mean? Kishi choshek es es ha'adam b'liba, when a woman desires a man in her heart, i'efsha shelo yikashaba, it's impossible to not stumble in that. I feel him lo yachsho kosa. Even if he doesn't like her, he doesn't want her. Umazalo harashel zeh ish garam shetechshak hiba. Asurim yadeha, the next two words in the pasuk, that her hands are like jail. Once you're in, you can't get out. She'im achazaso biyadeh. If a woman holds a man, not just in her physical grasp, but she holds the sway over the man in her grasp. Kvahu lakuach beveisa asurim mishuv ein lo takana. He's like he's in jail. Asurim yadeha. He has no way out. And then he concludes and says, Tolufnei Elokim Yimaleit Yimena V'chotei Yilecheba. A tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, watches them that he shouldn't get fall into this trap. But a sinner, that wicked people, Hashem causes them to be nechshel in this. So this Yetzirah, as I've spoken about many times, is one of the most strong ones we have. As the Gemara says, I think it's in Bava Basra, Ruba Megezim Yutim Barayos V'kulam Bavak Lashon Hara. Ein Apotropos La'arayos. And I've spoken in the past also about the power of negative imagination. So, simply put, I'm against, whether it be a person who's in yeshiva, or a person who is dating, or a person who's married, I'm against having friends who are women, who are girls. I think that that's not a good idea. Acquaintances, perhaps yes. Again, I want to stress that I think it's very important that a person should always be respectful. And sometimes yeshiva guys fall into a trap that they talk negatively about girls, they make fun of girls, they talk, that's also not for a bento or a ben yeshiva. You don't put it down, don't talk disgustingly about it. Sometimes you violate it by putting down girls. No, and again, if you meet people or you have associates with people, or people on your block, or people you grew up with, or people you went to elementary school with, or people you happen to know from around, so a person should be respectful. But it should be a very dispassionate, closed, quick, again, respectful, but acquaintances, you can have acquaintances and you have to be respectful to acquaintances, but I don't think that a person should just socially call up girls to have friendships with them if the intention is not for marriage, just to go out. And again, one guy who I was talking to, said he was going out with a girl and they were very serious, about to get engaged, and so the girl would sometimes, let's say, go out to eat with other guys. So he thought that was strange. So I thought it was strange too. I thought it was strange also. I don't think that's appropriate. I mean, certainly, let's say once they're engaged. So one time it actually happened that my wife, when I was engaged to my wife, so my wife had a very good friend that she wanted me to set up. So I said, listen, I'm not fun. I said, I have to meet her. I have to know what she's like. I have a lot of my friends. But I have to know what she's like. So I said, let's arrange. We should go out to eat once. Me, you, and her. I wouldn't go out to eat with her myself. That's ridiculous. I'm going to go out to eat with this girl. I'm going to go to meet her or whatever. We meet with her. No, I said, let's me and you. We'll go. So the three of us, one time we were engaged. We went out to eat. Me, my wife, and this girl. And I met her. And I said, as soon as I got home that night, I said, I know exactly the guy for her. I called up the guy. They went out. They got engaged. And it was about a month afterwards, 2 months afterwards. Because once I met her, I said, I know exactly the guy for her. But I'm against. I don't think it's a good idea. I know that one of the rabbis in the neighborhood once gave a drasha, And he said that he was very against that couples shouldn't go over to other couples' homes on Shabbos for the Suda. Couples shouldn't have other couples over. I don't want to judge this because it could be that he was saying this out of some bad experiences that he had in his shul. Unfortunately, you have situations of people, Rahman al-Islam, you have such things that happen that sometimes we have couples who are friendly and like, after a while, let's say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, people together, sometimes Rahman al-Islam, it's a horrible thing. It's even hard to say the words, but that a husband or a wife, they get tired of each other after a while. So sometimes, you know, if people, couples are friendly and they have people go over to others' houses just socially on Shabbos. It's a pretty accepted practice in the neighborhood. People do it. So maybe what was happening in his shul, something that was happening was that maybe some of the husbands, instead of, you know, enjoying the company of only their own wives, were enjoying the company of other people's wives too much, or the wives were enjoying other people's husbands. And unfortunately, this is something that happens a lot, even in the firm community. It happens a lot, unfortunately. So it could be, this Rav was trying to say that people shouldn't go over to each other's houses because he was afraid of that kind of thing happening. So I don't think I would go that far to say that that is not appropriate. I think that that might be going too much in the other direction, Ladati. I mean, I think that that actually might make, like, to say that a person can't even conduct a conversation with his own friend who's a man while his wife is there because we're afraid that, yeah, if you're a couple and you're a married couple and you're friendly with another married couple, you want to have them over for a suit on Shabbos, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think that you should be careful not to befriend your friend's wife. You shouldn't be. You have to be very careful about befriending your friend's wife or your friend's, let's say when you're engaged or you're going out with somebody to befriend. You have to be very careful about that. I think that, you know, you have to be conscious of it, cognizant of it. And I'm like, I know that me, when I, let's say the mother of, there are even halachas about that. The Gemara talks in the end of Kiddushin that, you know, that's why a Rebbe, you're not allowed to hire a guy who's single to be a Rebbe. The Mishnah says, Lo Yilmad Ravak Sofrim, because we're afraid that the mothers of the kids who come for parent-teacher conferences, the Rebbe's gonna develop a relationship with the mother of the children. That's a very serious thing. If I'm a principal, and the women come to my office, people interview, sometimes single mothers, people have to be very careful. Whenever a woman walks into my office, a certain wall goes up. You have to have like a psychological wall that goes up. It's not just for married people, for single people also. You just have to know that this is off limits. You can't have any thoughts. It's not so push. It's not so simple, but it's possible to do. I think it is possible to. I think a person has to train. So I think that's much healthier than to say, I can't ever be in the Dalai Lamas of a woman. I think it's actually healthier for you to train yourself to be in the Dalai Lamas, but not to have those thoughts. Again, but I think if you're friends, or he wants his friendship, so there's already a sense of warmth, a sense of kirva, a sense of thing, I think that's a mistake. I think there's a very fine line here, but I think it's a fine line that has to be tread. To have acquaintances who are girls is okay, but it can't be with any kind of friendship, because once friendship, that implies a certain sense of caring, a certain sense of, you know, which goes beyond, and that's going to run you into the place of where you have certain issues and difficulties, and taivas and yetzaharas and other things play with it. But you have to know that if you're a normal, healthy person, so the Mishnah is talking to normal, al tarbasi chamaisha means that you're not, if you're a normal, healthy person, you're not supposed to have, that's what the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yonas, you're not supposed to have, you know, such strong relationships with girls, ladati. Again, there could always be exceptions to the rule. I'm not saying that every relationship with girls is for sure horrible, but that's my feeling, and my experience has been that I think it's not a good idea. And it could often cause negative results. I think when a person is married also, it's okay to have couples over, and it's okay, obviously you can be friendly, you have neighbors, you have people around you, and you're gonna interact. There's nothing wrong with interacting with women, and even to be warm and friendly. There's a difference between being warm and friendly and being friends. I think that it definitely, a person should always be warm and friendly to his friends' wives, certainly to be warm and friendly, to be gracious, to be, but there's a difference between, you know, doing that and calling them up on the phone just socially, or going out to eat with your friend's wife. I think that's not appropriate. It's not a good idea at all. I don't think it's a good idea at all. I think it's against the hashkafa of the Torah. Again, anyone who has particular questions, please feel free to follow up privately. Take a minute.